L.A. In the city of good old Watts. Go to the Watts Towers if you're in Los Angeles. Pretty interesting. All right, Brian. Yesterday, because of the Terry mania, not that anything got, you know, nah, the Santana Moss thing. So I saw it first thing in the morning, I guess, when the team announced it via social media that Tana was going into the Ring of Fame, Ring of Honor. Is it Ring of Fame or Honor? I always mix that up.
I think it's Ring of Fame. I don't know.
Okay, great. You're in it. You should know.
Ring of Fame.
Okay, there you have it. Tana absolutely deserves it, undoubtedly. And all right, Ring of Fame, officially. And I mean this, you know, on PFT's podcast, they kind of do this running bit where it's like, are you a better player or person? And most people that make it to be a pro athlete are probably better players than they are people, because you're in the 1% of the universe as an athlete. Whereas, even if you're a good dude, you're probably only, you know, you got the Dalai Lama and stuff out there, right? Tana might be a better person than he was as a player. And I'm just so happy for him, and you got to tell him. And I'm curious if you could tell me your side of it when you found out, how you kept it a secret, and then kind of.
No, I keep secrets.
I know.
So, like, well, Ryan called me on Tuesday, and he said, so when we're doing the show, we're going to make this announcement. I said, what's the announcement? And he said, Tanner's going in the Ring of Fame. I say, who announcing it? I think, if I could do that, he said, what would you say? And right off the top, I said, look, I'll talk to him about how the fact that we hang, and people always ask me, are Tanner and I related? We're always hanging out, especially when we're on the road and stuff like that. And I say, I'll lead it into, well, we're going to be hanging for the rest of our lives, dog, because you're going up in the Fame.
Oh, that's cool.
And I said it just like that. And Santana's the type of dude where he is trying to figure out everything at all times. So when I start talking, now you can see his mind is working. Because there's some ESPN people right here. It's one of the commanders.
You guys are in the commanders.
In the suite. So one of the commanders, right? Videographers was sitting right there, and the photographer was right there telling, like, he's telling me late. He said, man, I'm like, why are all these damn people in here? And as soon as I said it, Ryan had, like, Tanner didn't know, so he had been calling his boy Bub and Bo and his brother Lloyd.
Yeah.
And he had been calling all these dudes. They're sitting there together, but they're moving around to make sure they don't talk to him, because Tanner's so alert in the stuff that he'll listen to the background noise and figure out they're together. They were here. He didn't even know they were in town.
That's awesome.
So they all flew. They had flown them here to celebrate with him. And when Ryan had them all run on the set, and he got a little choked up, and he had some little tears in his eyes. So, you know, I'm laughing. We were hanging out last night, because Ryan basically took everybody to DC Prime, and I had some food and drink with him, and it was a lot of fun last night. But I was happy to hear, because Bo knew. So Bo was like, yo, man. So he kind of like threw a little hint at him. And now he never got it. He was like, yeah, man, that Ring of Fame, that tells him, man, you know, that'll happen whenever it happened. You know, and he was like, yeah, man, that'd be great if you were to go in that thing, bro. You know, that'd be something great, because, you know, you get a chance
to
see
funny.
This stuff.
Messing with him a
he
little bit.
He knew the whole time, but Tanner didn't know. So, and he was like, last night, he was like, all you bastards do this. How y'all keep this from me?
I love it.
Everybody knew but him.
So, shout out to DC Prime. Me and the boys are going to be there at 4 o'clock. So, if you're listening, DC Prime, get ready.
I'm one of the boys?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, Tana did a press conference with us after everything yesterday.
Yeah. And he said, man, I forgot about that. He said, hey, I was doing a press conference. I was kind of lost for a bit, because I hadn't done it since I played.
So, he had a lot of great answers. And he's clearly, clearly touched by all of it. But I asked him, because I didn't know you did it live on the air.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah.
And I thought what the team has been doing, like the Art Monk video.
When they posted, that was after the fact.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They wanted it to happen.
Sure.
Somebody would have called him and said something.
Yeah. So, like, I thought they did such a great job with the Art Monk video, keeping that a surprise. And so I just asked Tana. I was like, Tana, how did you find out? What was the situation? Were you surprised? And he's like, man, it was your boy, B-Mitch. And dude, so he had two answers yesterday that I thought were just phenomenal. And he said, he's like, yeah, you know, we're doing the show. Everything's cool. B. Mitch up there rambling. I'm not really sure what he's talking about. And then I realized, I think he just said I went in the Ring of Fame. Which was just so great. And then I don't remember who asked him this, but somebody asked, like, you know, what's it like to be able to share this moment with some of your former teammates and friends and family? And he's like, man, it's so special, but Fred wants me to hurry up out of here so we can go start drinking.
Fred's a fool. I think we were trying to leave out there about 10-something last night when the people closed. We walked down there around 11-something because Fred was still talking.
I think it was cool, too. So yesterday was the first fan day, and they had a big kind of production. DQ talked to the crowd before practice, and then after team president Mark Klaus talked to them, and then Fred got the mic. You know what? In another life, Fred was obviously a very good football player, but in another life, Fred would have been, you know, like wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
You know how some of them have a manager that's just like the hype man that just like occasionally.
What's the guy that does the boxing?
Don King?
No. The one that if you say, let's get ready to run.
Michael Buffer.
Fred should do stuff like that.
Michael Buffer.
But he talks. I don't think he knows half the things he says.
Right. So Fred gets the mic to introduce Tana. And I don't know how long Fred talked, but say it was 5 minutes. And it was loud, and it was Fred, and it was, you know what I mean? And it's up there maybe 90 seconds. Just cool, calm. Really special, though. I'm really glad for Tana. Absolutely deserves it. I hope this is a receiver run because I think Ricky Sanders has got to get up in that Ring of Fame, and maybe they can do that one next year. Is it right that it's going to be week one when they?
Yeah, it's the first game.
That's going to be so cool. People will go nuts. And, dude, for younger guys, you know Ethan that worked with us at NBC and now is at Monumental?
Ethan, I think I know who you're talking about.
He's been out here. You know, you recognize him. Yesterday we recorded the podcast, and I was like, you know, Ethan, what's it mean for you to see Tana go in? And he's like, if you're 25, 27,
yeah,
Santana's there aren't not a lot of bright spots for these younger fans, and Tana's absolutely one of them.
Yeah,
because even as much as these young guys love Sean Taylor, that ended so tragically.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and I just think it's well deserved, well done by the team. I couldn't be happier for Santana to get that honor, man.
Totally, man. Totally,
just such a good dude. Tana's going to join us in a few minutes. Landy, I did want to ask you. You've always said Tana's your favorite player. What was your reaction when you saw he was going in the Ring of Fame?
It's about time. I was actually kind of surprised he wasn't there already. He should have been.
Yeah.
There was a period of time where just not a lot got done, frankly. Yeah. And I think that period of time is over. And I think that's, you know, really good for the team and for the organization. And it's funny when – so Tana, I saw, did a SportsCenter hit.
Yeah.
And, ESPN posted a clip, and they're like, asked about Terry, and he's like, respectfully
– pay the man.
Pay the man.
Yeah. I'll tell you that. I say, Tana, I say, so you went in the Ring of Fame, and it's 148,000 different, whatever. I say, but just – right now, I think the respectfully paid a man is about 300,000 right now.
Oh, views or whatever?
He said, oh, what? I said, nah. I said, I listened to it. You didn't say anything that was wrong. You know, you talked about the guy. You talked about how good he is for this team. And you just said that. I said, but you know they were going to just take that one part, and that's all they put out. But if you listen to it, you can see that you were respectful in what you said. You didn't try to knock nobody or whatever. Sure. So, and Ryan was right there with us last night. He was like, yeah, man, it's cool. He's like, but guess what? Command Center got announced on everything yesterday.
Right.
We're trending.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Right? Like, the hell with all that. We're trending, homie. That's what happened.
Just really happy for Tana. And I think it's crazy to watch Santana Moss going in the Ring of Fame because I think by far the most loved receiver until Terry. You know what I mean? And now you see Terry kind of going through this stuff and how it's all unfolding. And,
you know, you've talked to Tana sometime about when he was here and how Shanahan, how he tried to handle him and talk to him. Like, he kind of like a little spat about money for a little bit at that point.
Sure.
So he understands exactly what he's going through.
Yep.
He talked about his time up there in New York. So all those things happen, you know. And hell, you look back to Art Monk. And those three guys are very similar, where they perform and didn't say a damn thing. They just performed. I think that right there is they have a connect. You know what I mean?
Totally. It is a really interesting time for the Burgundy and Gold and for fans, because it's like, yo, Bobby Engram, the receivers coach, was walking down to the field today, and I some fan yells over, "Hey, Bobby, pay Terry," and he's like, "What, out of my pocket?" And it was just a funny response, but. I was thinking about this. The when I was a kid, now they were playing at Camden Yards at that point. But I don't remember the specifics. But I remember going to an Orioles game, and everybody, they were, you know, in Baltimore, they're always selling the T-shirts and the hot dogs and stuff, mm-hmm. outside, and everybody was buying these PayCal T-shirts. And I guess Cal Ripken was going into the last year of his contract, whatever was going on, right? But the fan base was so overwhelmingly supportive of Cal, of keeping him there. And I was thinking about this morning. I don't think I have seen a similar situation where the fan base is as locked in support of the player until this Terry situation. Can you think of one?
No, I can't. And I've seen – so a guy told me, man, sign a petition. I'm like, what petition? You say to get Terry signed? I'm like, what you talking about? His shirt. His shirt was the petition.
His shirt was a petition?
That was funny as hell to me.
Well, dude, it's one of those things. I mean, hell, somebody listening will probably do this now. If you could set up these online petitions, put them out on social media, uh-huh. they'll get 100,000 people to sign that thing.
That is totally, totally cray-cray.
Yeah, I mean, you know what happened. Whatever. We're going to just assume. So I had a theory. I can tell you my theory when we return. What we do need to do, though, is as people are coming and going, Ring of Fame going up, Terry maybe getting a new deal, as your life advances, sometimes you got to move. And if you got to move, you got to buy or sell a home, nobody better to do it with than John Leahy.
Just like this recent sale, they were thrilled to receive an offer for $20,000 over the asking price. You know, John went out there and made everything smooth. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed quicker than they thought it could. Listen, if you want the same type of treatment, go to John Leahy and get that guaranteed offer right there on his website. Go to John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if you need it, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And that's just part of what John can do for you. But the biggest part, moving is stressful. The market has shifted. Buyers have the advantage right now. You need an expert that can help you manage the stress. Whatever's going on, say you got a promotion, say you got fired, whatever it is you need to move for, it's a stressful time. And John Leahy and the Fine Living Group can get you through that with the least amount of stress possible. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.